It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. Marley Rodriguez Garcia spent several years working as a doula, helping women in labor in San Juan, Puerto Rico. She was called to this profession because of her first child, Adrian Jose, who died just a few days after his birth in 2009. Marley recently came to StoryCorps to recall that time.
The day that my baby died, the doctor told me, "I'm sorry, do you want to carry a baby?" "Of course I want to carry my baby. Thank you." And I put my baby into my heart. And I was happy for the first time in that moment. That experience, you know, it's a kind of lesson. You're never gonna forget that. It hurts. But the thing is, what are you gonna do with that hurt? Because when you lost a baby, you think that you're gonna die too. But you're not gonna die. You have a lot of time to spend in this world. So I started to do the work of a doula because of my first birth. And I think that in a way, being a doula is the way that I was able to move on. I remember that I helped a woman in labor and the baby dies inside her. So I told her that the baby that she's gonna see is gonna be a shocking image. But that is important if she wants that she hug her, to talk about the baby, to name the baby, and to think that they are parents, because they are. And then many years after, I became a mom again. He's a rainbow baby. It's used to call the baby that came, después que un primero muere, the first one's death, the second is a rainbow kid. And now Emil is 8 years old and he dances, he plays the flute, and he knows that he has a brother. So Emil Gustavo and Adrian Jose, they are my two kids.
Marley Rodriguez Garcia for StoryCorps in San Juan. On May 14th, Marley's family will mark Adrian Jose's birthday, as they do every year. This conversation is archived at the Library of Congress.